We've got two guests in the studio right now, Joe Pollock and Al Oikri, two local musicians of infamy, or just regular famey. And they're here joining me today, and they have a new album here. Joe Pollock has a new release called Tree Preacher, and they're here to talk about it. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for asking us in.
Absolutely. Every time there's a local release, we want to talk about it. And you've been pretty prolific these last few years, putting out a couple albums. I want to say maybe not every year, but every other year at least, Joe.
Yeah, pretty much. And I did a lot of writing over the decades, you know, starting in the 70s. The earliest song on this album I wrote in 1984, which was one million years, just a couple of years after I moved here. And getting around to recording them all, especially these last few albums I did, were because I wanted a more full production. And I didn't feel comfortable making an official release, just recording them in my own studio with just me and guitar. So now that I became friends with Al 6 or 8 years ago, and I kind of sort of asked him to do these albums, and we haven't really killed each other yet. So
well, that's good.
So I really like the way we work together.
Yeah,
I think
sounds good.
Al, that makes one of us.
No, it's just. You've been working with I think you did the production on the last couple ones of Joe's as well, right, Al?
Yeah.
Cool. What's different this time around when you guys were in the process of putting this together? First off, you recorded it kind of somewhere interesting.
Yeah, you want to take that or
no? It's all your fault.
Okay. Well, last year, a year ago, almost a year ago, Al broke his arm, and I was like, well, I've got these two albums, and maybe he could still work the. He could still do the engineering with one good arm.
And could you? Was that possible?
I'm a left-handed mouser, so it worked out just fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So Pat Flack, I said, hey Pat, I got these two more albums to record that I want to do with Al at least, and this one was the easier of the two, I thought. And when Pat heard the songs, he wanted to do them in the Hovland Church. So it was Pat Flack's idea, and. So we actually arranged that and then recorded the vast majority of the tracks, you know, there, and very much of it was done live. You know, the vocals, my guitar and the drums and the bass.
Were you doing that as a group with all the members, not track by track?
Or correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Or largely, right. I would say.
That's how the tug of war started.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just before the show, they said there was a tug of war right before things got to work here. There was some pushback about what to do about it? Or?
Well, I'll give my opinion first. And what I was referring to is just our different ways of looking at what an end product should sound like. And I wanted to use, because I don't trust myself in a lot of ways, I wanted to... You'll get his expert opinion. My opinions, I don't think are expert, but I do know my fan base well. So I kind of wanted to do a combination of the two, and so I really wanted to have that tug of war and a friendly tug of war. So it was sort of in you know, how loud to make each track, when to have an instrument come in, and when to have a vocal come in, when to leave it off, and how loud to, as Al said before, have the drums and the bass.
Right.
Yeah, well, I think the bass really wasn't an issue because that was recorded line in, so we didn't have a bass amplifier within the church. But when you consider the high ceiling and the fairly live sounding room, I guess what caught me by surprise is the drummer, who also played hand percussion as well as a trap kit. He chose to perform on the trap kit first. And that created some sonic problems. You can imagine the drums carrying into the acoustic guitar microphone or the vocal microphones. Mm-hmm. And so we had some issues of bleed that we had to decide where and when to compromise. And because it makes editing virtually difficult if you want to get rid of a stinker. And so we left the stinkers in.
And I was going to ask, you know, Joe, you just mentioned that some of these songs have been incubating since the 80s. So when you wanted them to have a more full production. So going into recording with Al, did you kind of already have an idea kind of laid out in your head of like, these are where these other parts should come in that have been there a long time?
As far as the vocals go, yes.
Okay.
And as far as my guitar parts go, yes. But as far as the drums, no. My friend Randy Walker from Vermont, I told him to just kind of write his own part. And the same with Kenner Rose sings vocal on like 7 or 8 songs. And she largely wrote her parts too, with the exception of 1 or 2, which my ex-partner Jesse Nicholson wrote the harmony, you know, how they weave in and out. And so those were the exceptions of on vocals where, you know, I didn't. And one other thing I wanted to say is that the album is very... The reason that I like the idea of recording it in a church was that it's a very spiritual album. Not religious, but at the same time, it kind of rides that fine line between referring to religious things without being religious.
I got you.
And so it's a very spiritual album.
Yeah, it's called Tree Preacher, and Joe Pollock is here. That was him, and Al Oikri is with him. Let's listen to a song from this album. So we were going to start off with Redwood Smile.
Correct.
What can you tell us about this before we listen to it?
This is one of the ones that Kenner Rose sings some lead on it and backing vocals, and this is one of the songs that Jesse Nicholson actually wrote the female part for this.
All right, here we go. This is Joe Pollock, Redwood Smile.
Eternity, time stands still. Don't you know? Faster is slower.
New music there from Joe Pollock from the album Tree Preacher. That was called Redwood Smile. And Joe and Al Oikri are joining me right now on the Scenic Route. And you mentioned just before that song, some of the new folks on this album. Kenna Rose was on that one a lot. And then a drummer. And you mentioned you had a really cool connection on how this drummer became part of this project, Joe.
Yes, Randy Walker. He's been working at the Tracker School, which is in the Pine Barrens of New Jersey. I've been going there for decades, and so has Randy. And every time I go out there, he always has his hand drum. And so we've been working together literally for decades, but only out there. And so when we couldn't find a drummer that could kind of fit within the schedule, I just on a whim, I sent him an email and said, hey, do you want to drum on this album? And these are songs that were really dear to him. Actually, a lot of them, actually in the credits, I credit the Tracker School because in one way or another, they're involved in every song as far as the inspiration behind them. So
what happens at the Tracker School? What do you do?
It's a wilderness and earth awareness school. And it's called the Tracker School because that's one of the main things is first tracking animals in the woods, but then also we learn to track even feelings, you know, human feelings, reading concentric rings in nature, you know, learning what the bird language and how to teach yourself how to do that is basically. And so it's a lifetime endeavor.
Right. I was going to say a lot of your past songs have really strong environmental themes, and this one, you know, being called Tree Preacher, I was wondering if you've focused even more on that sort of thing.
It's very much so. The first song we played was probably the least, it's one of the most, it's under the environmental themes in that one are understated.
Mm-hmm. Al Hoikery is here too. We don't want to forget about him. I know that you've done a lot of production on a lot of albums locally and kind of in the Northland area, and you end up playing a lot of instruments on different songs. So did they kind of have you as a utility person playing all sorts of things, or did you mainly stick to piano and keys?
Well, I'm a Finnish Army knife. I don't know. I've never been hired for my vocals or my speech ability, so I try to make up for it, you know, by being able to play a few instruments. And I was primarily a piano player growing up, and I'm most employable that way. But I've been able to fool around with a lot of string instruments as well, and I'll just try to figure out what fits a song.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And the last one, he was playing lap steel, by the way. Everybody.
Oh, yeah, the classic lap steel. The setup that you can identify, any music goer in Cook County can identify the Al Oikri rig with the lap steel on top of the keys. He's joining Joe Pollock here on the air. We're talking about the new album, Tree Preacher. And you mentioned that the tracking school had a lot to do with the inspiration of this album. We were going to play this one, Ancient Scouts. That sounds like that could be one that was heavily influenced by that as well.
Yeah, definitely. Do you want me to say anything about what
I would love to?
It's kind of it. If you think about the word Ancient Scouts, what that refers to is what the Scouts really were to some of the Native American tribes that existed here, kind of pre-white settlement. And if you really want to think of like an Eastern mystic, you know, reading about the Eastern mystics, like from the, I don't know, the Himalayas or whatever, it's pretty much on par with that. You know, the ability to move invisible on the land, keeping the tribe or the people safe, and just generally along those lines. In our culture here in this country, they might be compared to Navy SEALs.
Interesting. Ancient Scouts here on the Scenic Route. This is Joe Pollard from the new album Tree Preacher.
They live on the cutting edge of life. The only way to seek the light. They ask no profit and no gain. And they bear the earth her pain. If you see them in disguise, you might see it in their eyes, and in the depths of your temple, feel the calling deep inside. Some choose darkness, but you have to choose to have a choice. They live and breathe the Nayaku. Too harsh to survive. They call it home, and there they thrive. And the man becomes a child. Him stride for stride. I will miss you, oh my sweetness, but this butterfly won't sing until she finds her completeness in the folding of her. They live on the cutting edge of life. So when they fall, it's on that knife. They seek no profit and no gain. and they bear the earth her pain.
Ancient Scouts is the name of that one from Joe Pollack. He's joining me along with Al Oikri here, talking about this new album, Tree Preacher. And this has got to be, man, record like 12, 13, somewhere in that vicinity.
And in my life, if you can include cassettes and everything I've ever done, definitely.
Somewhere up there.
Yeah.
It's probably even higher for in terms of things that Al's worked on over the years.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably stopped counting.
I know he was busy with like five projects at the time we were recording this, wasn't it? Five or six. So
everybody took advantage of me when I had my arm in a cast.
You're not doing anything.
I thought my idea was original, and I was like fifth in line.
I like that. Did he keep you fifth in line? Did you have to wait?
Well, we had a deadline, and actually, I should say this, that... I have to say this. This activity, making this album, was made possible in part by the voters of Minnesota through a grant from the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, thanks to appropriations from the McKnight Foundation and the Minnesota State Legislature's General and Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. So they helped to fund the recording of this. You know, it's not cheap to bring people in or hire people. So it. Much less have the CDs made. So
that's fantastic that you got that amount of funding there. Wow. I was going to ask, we talked about kind of the inspiration for a lot of the songs being coming from the tracking school and the spiritualness of where it was recorded at the church in Hovland. I want to know if a certain Wolfgang was an inspiration for any of the songs here and that addition to your life.
You know, only one song, Among the Spirits, which we will, I guess we've got primed up for the last song today if we have time.
We got two laps at least.
that's the only song that was written recently. Most of them were written at least a decade ago. And he was not a direct inspiration behind that song. Actually, Al was. He said, Joe, I want you to write a bookend for Walk Among the Spirits. And he said, just write a slower version. And I was like, really? But then what happened was it just happened. It came out, and it's so different than the other version in feel to me, and that we ended up using it. Wolfgang, his picture is on the front of the album, and I would say that he was a major inspiration behind my ability to grasp doing a project live. You know what I mean? Like having him, I think, has really tempered this person called Joe Pollack and made me much more able to live my life comfortably. And he's made me much more of a accessible socially, I think. Mm. And so in those ways, He was an inspiration behind this recording.
Interesting. Joe Pollack and Al Oikri are here too. They're talking about the new album, Tree Preacher. And I was also going to ask about, I'm trying to recollect my thoughts here. I've been covering so much. Putting this album out in the world, well, first off, I was going to say, the songs that have been Inky Being for so long, does it feel good to finally get those out in a way that you're comfortable with into the world?
It's a indescribable relief, because to me, music and the songs I've written, I don't really write songs. I put together some of the lyrics, but I consider myself a receiver or a recorder of songs, and mentally, like I hear them in my head. I get, and I never know when it's coming, but I'll get a melody, a rhythm, and a chord structure, and generally a verse or two, along with the feeling of what the spirits, I'll call them, want to portray at a given song. It's almost like I'm being dictated, here's what we want you to portray, and it's your job to flesh out the rest of the lyrics as would work in your culture. Mm. And so finishing up the lyrics is a lot of times, a major part of what takes time. In fact, it definitely takes by far the most time. And sitting on some of these finished albums for, you know, decades in most cases, it kind of makes me wonder sometimes, am I going to get them all recorded before I pass on to the other side? And I've got a couple more completely written, and a lot of songs that are, you know, on the shelf where the melody and everything is finished, but I have to finish the lyrics. And a lot of times to finish the lyrics, you need the life experience to gain the wisdom in order to figure out how to portray them in words, these feelings. And so for me, music is quite literally my life's calling. It's not so much what I wanted to, because it kind of can be real maddening, but it definitely is a calling to me.
Yeah. That's interesting that you'd have a thought like written so long ago and then you can finally finish it decades later. Has Al entered this creative sphere at all, and has he contributed to either the lyrics or the creative parts of this record as well?
Go ahead. Have
you? Well, I guess Joe could answer that. He tells me things I don't even know sometimes, but well, I do try to musically follow the story and try to embellish or support the storyline whenever I can. But I initially, I don't really zoom in on the story. I just listen to the whole piece and try to figure out how to approach it, and then I dive into the details later on.
Yeah.
Can I say,
yeah,
what I find him to be good at is he feels a story. He may not necessarily mentally envelope it right away, but he feels a story, and his instrumentation and all of that really bring out, and there's a lot of examples on this album where he made the song quite a bit better. And on previous albums, he's actually contributed lyrics. And like I said, on this one, he said, why don't you write another version of Walk Among the Spirits, and we'll use it as bookends. So I really value his opinions, and he's a great writer too.
Yeah, I think we'll get to that one, Among the Spirits, in a little bit, but Al had one that he really wanted played on the air today called 1 Million Years. Why did you want to hear this one?
Well, it's an outlier for Joe, I think. Some people that have been listening to Joe for, you know, a number of years might be surprised by this. It's I enjoyed it, and of course, my contribution. I got a chance to play that big, the church organ that was in the facility. So it's tucked back. It's not really out front, but that was the one cut that I was able to play, the church organ. But it's I pushed Joe's voice pretty good on this, and you can hear it cracking a little bit. Kind of reminds me of John Lennon trying to sing Twist and Shout at the end of that first Beatles record, the Sessions. We only had one take in him, and then he blew out his voice. And it pretty much is it for Joe on this one.
Was that the one, you know, you'll have, imagine a church organ, so you've got two rows of keys, and you got the foot pedals going as well? Is it that kind of organ?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. This would be good. This is 1 Million Years. Joe Pollock, Al Oikre, you're joining me. This is from Tree Preacher. Thank you.
that you've done.
There's that church organ on the end there. Million Years from Joe Pollock. We're talking to him and Al Oikri here about the new album, Tree Preacher. And that one was recorded up at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Hovland, Minnesota, about, what'd you say, like 1 a.m. or something around
there? That particular track was very late, definitely after after midnight. And after, you know, 13, 14, 15 hours of recording.
Wow. That's impressive that you guys can go that long and really make something, work on it really hard and make it good.
Yeah.
I was going to ask a couple other things. What, for either of you, this, whoever wants to chime in first, what was the most challenging part about making this record? And then what was the thing you were most proud of?
You go ahead.
Well, I think just trying to sort out, you know, how we're going to approach it and where to stick the drums, where to place everybody, and we ended up hanging up some blankets propped up on mic stands just to try to provide a little bit of isolation, you know, for sonic clarity. From my vantage point, that was the most difficulty. And then the fact that Randy had decided to start out on the trap kit and then add some hand percussion later on, again, that contributed to some of my sonic nightmares. But But other than that, it went smoothly. We had some home cooking, you know, that, like Mary Jo. So.
Yeah, Mary Jo Fleck, without us asking her, she kind of provided food for us every day when we were there. For me, the most challenging part here was knowing when to listen to Al and his advice and knowing when not to. And then coming up with the proper way to approach him with how I felt. And that also happens to be what I'm, you know, one of the highlights to me that we, to me, we accomplished that with flying colors. And one other highlight was Kenna Rose's vocals on this album to me are quite stellar. And also appearing on this album are Gianna Kokemiller, my partner. She does a great job too. Kenna wrote most of her parts, and to me, having just sort of she started showing up at Open Stage at Wonder Bar, mm-hmm. Almost a year ago now, just in time for this project. And to me, that was one of those things that you sort of scratch your head and wonder, boy, I'm sure I'm glad I waited for, you know, to for this moment to record this album.
Yeah, there's some cosmic alignment right there for sure. So we're playing this off of a CD copy. Are you going to release this through all the digital online channels, or what's
yeah, it's going that? It's going to be on CD Baby, and it's probably going to be available. And I say, you know, I should say that it is, but after this summer and fall being so busy that I've just sort of the breather I've taken have sort of been a little bit extended here. But it will be available on CDBaby.com. The best way to get a copy of the album now is to come to one of my shows.
You're playing this weekend, actually.
I was going to mention that. Grand Marais tomorrow night. And I'll have albums there. I'd love to you know, get some of these into the hands of the public and have them hear them.
Wonder Bar.
And in the Wonder Bar every Sunday night I host the open stage at the Wonder Bar from 6 until 9, and I always have them there too. Please come to one of the shows and check it out. And also my website, joepollock.com. Just what you have to do is just sign in and then make a booking request. I consider selling an album the same as booking because, you know, these songs are really dear to me. And so if you want to book a gig with me, just go to my site and send out a booking request and say, hey, I'd like to buy one, send me one of your albums, and we'll do it that way.
Cool. And as a total aside, speaking of Wonder Bar, Al's going to be there tonight, I believe, along with Terry's group. Is that right?
Yeah. He wrote me in. I think we play from 7 until 10, if I'm not mistaken. And I think we'll be joined by Pat Flack and Todd Smith on drums.
The eternal Pat Flack. He's everywhere. Yep. He's on this one too. Guys, thanks so much for coming in and sharing the story of Tree Preacher here. And as always, I really just appreciate what you guys do in the music community up here. I think we're gonna shuffle off here with this one. We mentioned it earlier, Among the Spirits.
Correct.
It features Gianna on it. So you want to give a little background on this?
Sure. This is the one, this is a slow version of the first song on the album, which I really wish we could have played here, but maybe you'll just have to pick up a copy to hear that one. Mm-hmm. This is the bookend to Walk Among the Spirits. It's called Among the Spirits, and my partner, Gianna Kokemiller, sings with me on this one, on one of the verses.
Sounds great. We should also mention that if you do pick up a copy of the album, the title track, it's 11 minutes long, and we're not going to play it today, but someday you'll have to listen to side tracks. I'll probably throw it in there at some point. Thanks, guys, for coming in. This has been awesome.
Thanks for inviting us, Will.
Absolutely. So here's Among the Spirits from Joe Pollock, and let's take a listen.
If God gives me a mountain, I'll climb so high and my feet will hardly touch the ground. And every time I go there, I'll listen for the voice resounding all around. If God should give me anything I can think of, then my joy will give me cause to all my woes and all my fears will melt away to nothing in grace. Clouds of fear are in
simple sound of truth. But every time I turn my head, convinced that all the world is dead, another glorious miracle shines through. If God gives me a forest, I'll meander through cathedrals and breathe again. And every time I go there, I'll thank her for the solace that I find within. If God should give me anything I could dream of, then my joy will give me cause to weep. And all my worries and all my fears will melt away to nothing in her grace. When all the people in all the lands forget their troubles and join their hands, pray that God will help them heal the earth. And when all their tears fall down like rain on all the years of all the pain, their hearts will change the destiny of man. When God gave me a desert, I wandered there forever till my shields were gone. And one day when I lived there, I asked him for his wisdom for 1,000 hours. And all the doom of all mankind weighed on my mind as though it happened yesterday. I placed my wants in a grain of sand and walked among the spirits on my journey.